So allow me to pose this question. Are you beginning to feel the peace on earth and all the goodwill toward men as we get closer and closer to celebrating Christmas?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I'm going to tell you right up front, this is going to be a very busy week. It's going to be kind of a difficult week to get all the programs done. And I would appreciate your prayers and just patience as we try to get through another surgery tomorrow. Now, by the time many of you are hearing this radio program, my wife and I will already be out of town in another community about an hour and a half north of here, so I can have my surgery hopefully first thing in the morning so we can get home in the afternoon to do some recovery. I know the first day or two after, it's not easy for me to produce a program, so I'll be open and I'll admit it, that today's program and tomorrow's and Thursday's are pre-recorded. I have no choice. But I covet your prayers as we continue this bladder cancer journey. And time will tell. This surgery tomorrow, for those that have been following, is to make sure that there's no additional cancer in the bladder. The last pathology report was extremely encouraging. And then in January, we begin immunotherapy. And we're trying to figure out how that's going to impact the program. So this program pre-recorded. Now, getting just for a moment, talking about Christmas. Hard to believe that in 3 weeks from today, it is going to be Christmas Day. And where is this year of 2023 gone? Has it been a year of things getting better? Has it been a year of more peace on earth? Of course not. And I really don't believe it ever will be until we come to that final point. See, so many people are putting their hope and their trust in all the wrong things. They put it in people, institutions, publications, news networks, and many, and this has really been just hurting my heart for weeks, if not months now. Starting a church here in Virginia has been one of the more difficult things that I've done in my life. Now, I have planted churches before, and they have been very successful. I have gone to communities where there is a mission, and we've watched phenomenal growth. But starting a church in this time has been the most difficult thing that I think that I've ever done. It's not easy. We had everything that everybody complains about not having to start a church, like the funds to get started, a place that looks like a church to meet, and a very active outreach program. We've had it all. And yet it's still difficult to get people to make commitments to be a part of God's kingdom. There has been a dramatic change in recent years. Now, we know the pandemic had a lot to do with that. It gave people, well, early on, I will say that many churches in good faith shut their doors for what they thought would be a short period of time as we assessed the dangers of this pandemic. And I'm not going to fault churches that made that decision early on. But as it became obvious to many that they were pushing this pandemic beyond what it really was, for partisan and political purposes and purposes of resetting nations, economies, and behaviors, that's when the church sort of stood up and said, enough is enough. We're not playing your silly game anymore. For many people, the pandemic became the perfect excuse not to go. I've met people not that many months ago. I was having lunch with a friend in Shilhowie, here in Virginia. And after we finished lunch, We were heading out the door, still talking, and this lady walked up and knew my friend, and they started talking, and she talked about how much she misses going to church. Because, see, the virus is still out there. She hasn't been to church since 2020. Yet she's walking in to have lunch at a restaurant. See, going to the restaurant is okay in her mind now. But going to church is dangerous. It'll kill you to go to church. You know, the early Christians, they knew that going to church, worshiping. And let's define the church real quick. Church is not a building. It is a community of believers. It is the living body of Christ. It is not a building. It is not an institution. It is not an organization. The church is the living body of Christ on earth. And the sooner we begin to understand that we are the living body of Christ, maybe we will take what our churches are in a different thought pattern. This lady is convinced that churches are deadly because of the coronavirus, but a restaurant is not. She's convinced that worshiping on a Sunday morning, there's just too many people in that small church, but there are not too many people in a grocery store, a pharmacy, or other events that individual was talking about attending. It's amazing how church becomes the one that's the odd man out. Are you still living in fear of the coronavirus? Have you stopped going to your church thinking that you're going to die of the COVID? I said something a number of years ago. Back at the beginning of this pandemic, actually before it was even called a pandemic, this was in February of 2020. And I was talking to my congregation at the time about fear not. Now, I'm not going to play it today. I might play it again sometime in the future, or even just a little part of that message that I preached to a congregation in Jensen Beach, Florida. And this was about the time I was beginning to read, like you were, about some kind of something out there in early February. And a lot of people were going into panic mode, and they were afraid to have communion because don't you know that communion is where the coronavirus lives? At least some people thought it. And I just had a hard time in my mind. What do we truly believe? I'm going to ask the question point blank. What do you really believe? Do you believe that Jesus is a helpless victim of corona? Do you believe the churches are powerless today? If your church is powerless, get out. If your church lives in fear, get out. If your church is still in the woke ideology of today and getting into all the abnormal stuff, get out. One of the most vile things I ever saw was a posting for a Presbyterian church. I think it was Presbyterian Church USA. Had a sign. When people started coming back to church in 2021, like a year later, they were welcoming only the vaccinated. If you didn't have the vaccine, stay away because you're going to kill us. Well, number one, if you're vaccinated, why are you worrying about somebody that isn't? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But then again, some of the stuff coming out of those churches is pretty stupid. They're worldly. They've rejected the gospel. There's no power of Christ in that church. It's the power of propaganda. And really the spirit of Antichrist. No, I'm not really feeling the spirit of Christmas this year like I did maybe 30 years ago. I sometimes feel, in all honesty, defeated. I know I shouldn't, but the human side of me feels rather defeated when you put all this effort in and people are just a little bit, you know, maybe I'll come, maybe I won't. Yeah, I got other things to do. Like, you know, camping or something. And it troubles me that people put so little emphasis on the most important aspect of their life. They throw it to the bottom of the pile. Anything is greater. people share with me pictures all the time of churches all over the United States. And I know it's even worse in Canada, even worse in the United Kingdom. People have these pictures that show how many people about a week or so ago were out there for, you know, Black Friday and just mobbing the stores. The Walmarts, the malls, the what have you, buying Christmas stuff without fear of the virus. But they're afraid of the church. And you see these mobs of people. Then you look at a football game. I don't care if it's college or professional. And I don't care how bad the weather is. The stands are full. Seating is to capacity. And the churches age out and are increasingly empty. And for me, when my wife and I made the decision to start the one that we have here in Virginia, we knew it's not going to be easy. It's just the nature of the world today in which we live. Now, I am thankful for each and every one that is there. And I'm recognizing one of the most important things about this congregation is that it is online, that people can watch it online. We are not the prettiest church building. We don't have the biggest choir. I don't have a music leader. I don't have hundreds of people to fill the rafters with music and singing. I've got a handful of faithful people for the most part. And the one thing that I try to do is to be honest in my preaching and share with you God's truth from His Word, unadulterated, unashamedly, and not holding back. The church, it's in trouble. The United States, we have now gone the way of Europe and Canada, where the vast majority of people in the nation no longer are a part of any kind of organized religion, let alone a true Bible-believing church. Those days are over. And so the world will put out all of their holiday specials because they don't want to use the word Christmas. Hallmark will put out all kind of holiday-themed movies about gay couples and all kind of strangeness. And anything about what the reason for the season is just eliminated. Because to recognize what Christmas truly is to recognize your sin. And that's the one thing the world cannot have. So as we begin our journey to Bethlehem, as we are doing at our church, and by the way, if you'd like to find out more about the church, you can find out more at TrinityChapelVirginia.com, TrinityChapelVirginia.com. And right now, every second and fourth Sunday, we at Trinity Chapel have communion. And if you have no place to worship where you live, you can worship with us online. And if you'd like to participate in our communion service, you can visit the church website, TrinityChapelVirginia.com, TrinityChapelVirginia.com, and you can find out how you can get communion supplies from us for free. In addition, if you don't use the internet, when I give the address in just a little bit when we come to the break in about 10 minutes or so, you can use the mailing address and inquire, and we will get back to you. And we'd be happy to mail this to you at no charge from the church. This is not a radio project. This is the church project. And it has been funded by the church, and we would like to offer this to you as well. Like I say, it can be very depressing in this day and age to start a church because so many people are into the world and into themselves. They don't, and the economy. I shared not long ago this the words of an old Southern gospel song that came out, 30 years ago now at least. The McCameys, the God on the Mountain. It's, you know, life is easy when you're up on the mountain. But it's hard when you're down in the valley to praise God and to even care about going to church. And that's the time that you need Him the most. So maybe as we're entering this Christmas season, maybe I've struck a nerve with somebody out there. You listen for the politics, and you listen for the news and some commentary that we've had on this program. And I know some, and I've had criticism on this. I wish you wouldn't talk about that church stuff, Bob. Just talk about the virus and talk about whatever the topic is. Yeah, those topics are important, but I think your soul is vastly more important than talking about, you know, the president and the vice president and who's running for office. And trust me, you're not going to fix the world at the ballot box. Get over that idea. I've been warning you for a long time, and I know that upsets a few people too. The ballot box is an expression of how you look at the world. And not everybody looks at the world as you do. And I've been trying to explain to you for months, and it's not sinking into a handful of you I know. You're never going to fix the United States completely at the ballot box. If you think that, you are totally deceived. Had a guy got just viciously angry for me saying that, saying, "You're telling people not to vote." I've never said that, so don't put words in my mouth. Yes, I will vote. I have voted in every election since 1972, the first year I was eligible. So yes, I vote. And I look carefully at each candidate. And I also recognize that I'm not voting for a head pastor of a church. I'm voting for a wise leader that can be very savvy for a nation. That's our responsibility. I also recognize that I am in this world, but not of it. So I do the things that I need to in this world, but I'm not living for this world. This world is not my home. And the sooner we come to that understanding, and we do the things that we do, we deal with the things that we are given, the better off we're going to be. Thankfully, I recognize one other thing. The true body of Christ has always been a remnant, okay? A remnant. It has never been the largest body out there. And that's a sad commentary. At least 50 years ago, the majority of people in the United States proclaimed themselves to be Christians. And the majority of people in the United States attended a house of worship at least once a month or more. Today, that is no longer true. And even worse, many of the churches of 50 years ago have gone apostate and have heaped unto themselves teachers preaching damnable heresy. They've abandoned the gospel. They're preaching another gospel that is not the gospel. And I look at these pictures of churches that struggle. A lot of gray and white hair. Not that many young people. And I keep saying, come, Jesus, come. I have been looking forward to this time of the year. And yet, as I get to this time of the year, as many of you can kind of understand, it's not easy. It's not easy. When you see the direction this world is going, when you see governments that are no longer honorable, they are dishonorable and full of liars, full of opportunists, and full of people that, you know, they basically sell you out. It can be disheartening. The only peace we'll ever have on this earth is when Jesus comes again. The Bible has a warning. When we finally do get peace, sudden destruction will come. We are heading for a day of destiny, if you hadn't figured it out. Now, I know I've spent a lot of time. I didn't really anticipate this commentary lasting this long. But it's on my heart. And I want to make sure that it gets said. And I want people to hear this. I will continue to do what I'm doing on this radio program, and I will continue preaching the gospel that God has called me to do as long as God gives me voice, strength, and health. Tomorrow is just another bump on the road on the health side. And as discouraging as it can be, I'm encouraged by many of you out there that I know pray for me, pray for this ministry, and even support it. And in spite of all the challenges of trying to build a church, I still don't want to give up the outreach that we have. I still want to grow it. No matter, it's a hard thing to do. And I mean, I'm telling you, I have done this church work now for upwards of, 27 years. Came into ministry later in life. And it was a lot easier 27 years ago than it is today. People were more faithful. People were more committed. But there seems to be, as the Bible predicted, a great falling away. And the church is being deeply impacted by this falling away. And maybe in its own right, it's a good thing. Because maybe the pew dwellers that really were not believers just don't even bother to fill the pew anymore. Maybe the church is called to be a smaller, more intimate body of believers. I know there's some big and dynamic and excellent churches out there. I know a number. But I also recognize that the world is changing around us and it's not for the good. I'll just sum it up this way. I will vote next year. And I will continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ this year and next for as long as God gives me voice. And I will continue creating and developing ministries to keep the body of Christ connected. Because, see, something else that I figure is going to happen. And I don't think I'm wrong on this. The powers of evil that enjoyed shutting down the churches. Let me say that again. The power of evil that enjoyed shutting down the churches, especially with people who are just evil to the core, that were using COVID as a matter of control and fear and manipulating an election, don't think they didn't use it for that. They did. You know it, and I know it. And many of you would agree with me on that. So let me share some of the vision that I have in these uncertain times and the things that I'm working on. Number one, we are developing a Roku channel, a Roku TV channel. If you have a television set that has Roku, you will be able to find this channel. If you do not have Roku, you can find a Roku device at any department store like a Walmart or even online at an Amazon, wherever you shop. And they range in price literally from $19 to like $35 or $40 or even higher if you want a lot of features. Here in my office, I've got one of the least expensive ones that they make, and it works absolutely marvelous. Our TV set in our living room here we had to replace it after we made the move from Georgia because we had to leave the one there that we had. And so we bought a very reasonably, inexpensively priced TV set that had Roku built in. And since we started using it, we've gotten rid of our cable and satellite. We don't pay for that anymore. It came down to the only thing I was watching literally on satellite about a year ago was Fox News. And They started getting too woke for my liking, and it's not worth paying. Then on Roku, you can get a paid channel if you want. They're all optional. And I got Fox News for a while, but after they fired Tucker Carlson, I said, enough is enough. I'm tired of being made a fool of by the big moneymakers. And I decided that there are a lot of people that are so-called conservatives that have sold out, and I just decided enough is enough. And so now we really don't pay for much of anything. We have internet here at the house, which is reasonably priced. And 99% of what we watch on TV is free on a streaming television set with Roku. So I would advise that as an option. And where we live in a little bit of a valley, I'm not sure how well we're going to do when I finally get my health back enough to put up a TV antenna. But I'm considering that to get local news, but I can get that as well. I'm just not into the world as much as I used to be when I was younger. I'm trying to live separate and apart. There are things that are more important in my life now. And sharing with you news and information, preaching the gospel to my congregation, those are the things that occupy all of my time. That and trying to get well and recover my health. The Roku channel, it's out there now. It needs a lot of work, and I just have not had the time with all that is going on. I'm trying to arrange for some changes and improvements. That little channel will contain the live services and the archived services from the chapel. It also is beginning to have the podcast available to listen, though it needs some work on that side of the app. And I'm making it available to other people that I know that have programs of teaching they'll be producing, and also a place to archive some incredible videos down the road. And of course, it'll be free. I don't have a paywall. I don't charge for anything. And I'm trying to make this thing a non-commercial venture, if at all possible. I don't want it to be. I just don't want to be tied down selling stuff. I know for this radio program, we don't sell any products. We don't have a paywall. And we just depend upon you to keep us going each and every week. We have been expanding our airtime. We are on two radio stations, our flagship station, WRMI. We are on that station a number of times each and every day, and I'm excited about the opportunity of WRMI. And that's where the bulk of the audience is right now. We are trying out and using, for the time being, WTWW, on the frequency of 5085 kilohertz, 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and other rebroadcasts on the weekend along with other programs. So I invite you to check out. We occupy the time of 8 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. That is a block of programming that I have control. The others, I don't. And in that, we would like to expand even more hours and more quality programs on WTWW. Pray for us that we can continue doing this job. It's not been easy. And pray for my surgery tomorrow that I can recover quickly and be back doing fresh and new programs right away. And also pray as we come into this Christmas time that maybe people's hearts would be stirred. Maybe they will realize it's time to come home to God's house. God is waiting. I remember a song way back in the 70s. The Savior is waiting. And I believe that's true. Is it true for you? Now, as we go to our break, let me remind you, we are only here because of your faithful support each and every month. As I say, there's no paywall here, no advertising. no products for sale that we own or something. There's no warehouse of stuff. But if you believe in our ministry, would you consider making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code is 24319, that's 24319. You can also support us from our website, which is Truth, the number 2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. If you look at the menu, there's a tab that says Support. From there, it'll take you to Give, Send, Go. It'll also give you the mailing address I just gave. So our website, truth, the number 2ponder.com, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, and the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319, 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The Russian Army Captain, coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the Nice Jewish Boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. True story. There was a Russian army captain in the days of communist rule, young and brash, and he came to a pastor in Hungary. He took him alone. He said, "You know what you preach is a lie." And the pastor responded, "I know what I preach is the truth, and I feel sorry for you if you don't." "It's not true," said the captain. And then he took a revolver to the pastor's head. He said, "You tell me it's not true right now or I'll kill you." He said, "You can kill me right now, but it's still true." The captain threw away the gun and he wept. He said, "Thank you. I wanted to believe, but I had to see a real believer, one who was really willing to die for his faith." And that was the difference. The pastor was willing to give his life for God. And because of that, he won the captain over to the Lord. The same with you. God's called you to be a witness for him. The word in Greek for witness is martyr. A martyr was a witness because a martyr wasn't afraid to give up his life or her life. It only takes a little light to light up a lot of darkness, but that light has to be real light. If it's real, it'll change the world. See, if your life is more important than God to you, or more important than truth or eternity, then the enemy is always going to use it against you to make you compromise or intimidate you or make you live a half life because you'll live in fear. But you got to get to that precious point that Esther got to where she says, "I don't care. If I perish, I perish. I'll do what's right." You know, when you do that, you're free. The enemy can't touch you. The disciples weren't afraid of death. They weren't afraid because they knew Messiah was stronger than life. And that's why they changed the world. God wants the same of you. Live a life to be a true martyr in faith. That means a true witness. Your light will shine. Your life will light up the world and you'll change the world. Want more? Ask for This Little Light on CD. Now the free gift for you. From the Sands of Judea to the Wings of the Cherubim, the awesome Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD. You'll love it. And Sapphire is guaranteed to bless your socks off. How do you get it? How do you get these gifts free? Easy. Just remember, Jesus really renamed Yeshua and you dial it. So to receive your free gifts, just write it down and just dial 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to join me in ministering together to bring salvation to God's ancient people, Israel, and the unreached peoples of all nations on 5 continents with over 1 billion people. It's amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed. That's YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. Just write to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, zip 07. 7644. That's the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, shine that light, my friend, in Messiah, Or Haolam, the light of the world.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to part 2 of Truth to Ponder for this Monday, the first Monday in the month of December. Can you believe that we are at the last month of the year. Where did 2023 go? And hard to believe that, oh, I don't know, sometime next month, we're going to be celebrating the fourth anniversary of the beginnings of
COVID-19.
And what a journey it has been. If you stop and think about it, some of the first little news stories about some kind of virus in China were beginning to leak out. Funny, I saw a story not that many days ago about an unexplained virus. Where could it be in China? I don't get it, but hey, if the playbook works, use it again. That's probably what they're doing. 4 years ago this month, we began to hear about something in China. And now the news media again is talking about something in China. Not very loudly, but they're sowing some seeds just in case they need them. This is some new unexplained respiratory disease. The timing to me is a little suspect. It was just 4 years and about a month or so ago that event 201 concluded in New York, which talked about a global pandemic, locking people down, all the stuff that they did for COVID. And honestly, while I know it is out there, some kind of a disease, I get it, people are getting sick, it never was the virus they claimed it was. And over these 4 years, it has been morphing down to something less than the common cold for many people. Understand the term endemic. And what we really have with a coronavirus, because of all the vaccination, the experts, the ones that are trustworthy, that have been correct from the beginning, not the liars, not the politicians, not the political scientists, the medical scientists, the real ones, not the fakes and phonies at the CDC and the FDA and the NIH, and even now the White House. Forget the phonies, fakes, and frauds for just a minute. Pushing this unprecedented, never before used on human being type mRNA vaccine is violating one of the first rules of anybody that understands anything about a virus. And I've been reading so many stories about this. We've known for 100 years you never vaccinate into a pandemic. You can create unanticipated problems and variants and morphing. And that's exactly what's happening. This virus is changing and morphing and creating variants at unprecedented speeds, which means you never can keep up with it with any kind of an idiotic vaccine like the mRNA. So here we are, 4 years later. You still have the CDC pushing this idiotic notion, everybody must get vaxxed. Hurry down and get your fourth or fifth or eighth or whatever booster it is now. Be safe from COVID. Why is it the only people coming down with COVID 3, 4, and even 5 times are the fully vaccinated? Isn't the idea of getting a vaccine to keep you from getting it? The whole thing is gotten out of hand. And I want to take you back to 2020. Now remember, one Dr. Mini Mangala Anthony Fauci had told the world early on, you don't need a mask because masks are worthless for a virus. Which, by the way, when he made that statement, he was telling the truth. Until political science demanded that he tell you something different. That yes, you must wear a mask. And the way they sold the idiotic mask idea, now follow with me. What did you and I honestly know about COVID? Or the virus, or any of this, the pandemic. What did we know in February of 2020? Not a whole lot. Now, I've shared this before. Maybe this is the first time you've heard it. I was planning a special conference in Florida for some clergy in planning some strategies for planning and growing churches. I had been elected their leader in this small group, and we were looking forward to this time. The weather became the issue at the last minute, and some of the most important people that were traveling to this event in St. Augustine, Florida, were not able to leave because of snow and storms. And so we decided we needed to postpone it for a month or, you know, till maybe right after Easter, because the timing was just terrible. And to try to put it back together again was not going to be easy. And then, of course, COVID struck. Now, also in February, I'd gotten my first phone call from someone I'd worked with in emergency management years before, asking me if I would consider coming to the state where he was now working to help in his response. Because once again, what did you and I really know about COVID at that time? Not much. And I just had a servant's heart to say, yeah, I will do this. I left my wife in Florida at our home there and headed up to our little place in Georgia where I got my stuff together that I would need to take with me to another state. And then I continued on a few days later to set up shop in a hotel room to work for this county in their response for the pandemic. And as the days went on, starting in March, something just didn't smell right to me. It just wasn't making any sense. We're being told things that, well, this virus has got this massive deadly rate. Well, that rate was not showing up in the emergency rooms and the morgues. It just wasn't happening. Oh, I know, people said, Bob, didn't you see all those morgues that are just overflowing and funeral homes in New York? Yeah, I did. And there was a very simple explanation. They were not allowed to have any funerals. There were no burials going on. So what did they do? They were storing the bodies and the caskets until such time as they could. And yeah, that's why they're running out of room, because nobody was having a funeral. You couldn't have a funeral. You couldn't go to church. You couldn't go to a small business or a small restaurant. That was deadly. And everybody was living in this sudden, abject fear. And the next thing that came down the pike was wearing a face diaper. That's what I call them to this day. A silly, worthless, useless in the presence of a virus face diaper. You know, the bandanas, the $3 for $1 ones from Walmart, or were they $2 for $1? I can't remember. It doesn't make any difference. And we were told that the magic mask would save you from COVID. And then the vaccine came, and then you needed the magic mask and the vaccine. And if you finally got your full dosage, then you could take off your mask. But then that didn't work, because the vaccine did not stop you from getting or spreading COVID. The narrative kept shifting and shifting and shifting and shifting, and it still is. They're milking this thing for all it is worth. And it just seems suspicious that 4 years after a strange respiratory virus in China, as we enter a presidential election year in the United States, it magically returns. Oh, Bob, it's just a coincidence. It can't be anything more than that. Baloney. Total nonsense. They are setting the stage for the next pandemic, whatever it may be. And I'm sure that somewhere in the bowels of Washington, D.C., there is a little room, a little skiff, where they're keeping information secret. And those that are planning this are trying to decide, using focus groups, what would be believable to the general public. Would they believe it's another strain of COVID? One that suddenly got deadly again? Or do we need something totally different? Because the people are not going to buy it again, because they know that this COVID thing is what it is. It's a morphing down virus that becomes more contagious but less deadly and less symptomatic for most people. In fact, many people, even people like me, pushing age 70, view it more like the common cold. Now, the narrative is shifting on certain things because they know that I'm seeing something happening, and see if you can connect the dots with me. There was a CNN TV doctor. Her name is Leanna Wen. And she was one of those complete morons that demanded that you be locked out of everything unless you're vaccinated. And everybody kept saying, you know, look, Dr. Wen, answer me one cotton-picking question, you former Planned Parenthood director. That's enough to tell me that she's not trustworthy right there. If a vaccine works and you have the vaccine, then you're not going to get COVID. And all the vaccinated people are going to be COVID-proof, correct? That's the whole idea of a vaccine. And then we started getting this nonsense out of Joe Biden. Well, you know, you're getting vaccinated protects me. From what? The vaccine never stopped you from getting or spreading COVID, so what am I protecting you from? And that is the same guilt trip they tried to play way back in 2020. I can remember being in a grocery store, and pardon me for saying it, I wanted to throw up in my cart. On the speaker, this real Ron radio voice, and it would repeat over and over again, your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. So mask up. We're in this together. You remember? This silliness that your mask protects me. From what? If a mask works so stinking great, then wear your own mask and make yourself happy. But don't ask me to wear one of these oxygen-depriving, silly face diapers. Don't make a child that is not going to be a danger with COVID or spreading it wear a face diaper because of your political nonsense, garbage, silliness, and warped mind. That was child abuse. Children wearing a face diaper in school ruined them. I mean, first they had them online with parents that didn't know what they were doing with the online. I saw kids online that were just, you know, tuning out. They weren't paying attention. They're playing on Facebook or listening to YouTube videos or watching them on their phone while they're supposed to be in class. And then you have the schools demanding, parents, don't look at what we're doing. You don't need to see this. Of course, you're talking about gay, lesbian agendas and transgenderism and all this other garbage and political nonsense. The schools were getting exposed for the garbage and indoctrination centers that they have become. And so now you got Leanna Wen, who, by the way, just penned an op-ed. Oh, this is just delightful. Remember, she was, everybody needs to wear a mask, maybe two or three, like Dr. Fauci says, maybe five or 10 or 20. And get vaccinated and stay home and social distance and walk one direction in a grocery store. And on it went. And for the sake of humanity, never go back to a church. You're going to spread COVID. Well, guess what? She just penned a op-ed. Dr. Leanna Wen, the CNN doctor, that was all about face diapers and vaccines. Masks, they don't work. Or if they do, it's only one way or something. Suddenly they're beginning to shift the narrative to the truth. And I wonder why. Why are they needing to shift this narrative? Why are they finally admitting what most reasonable doctors have known for over 75 years, plus 50 years of double and triple blind studies to prove the point? Even the most recent one done trying to bolster the idea proved that they were nonsensical garbage. In other words, nobody except the medical fetishists are wearing these stupid face diapers anymore. increasingly and slowly and cautiously, the government has been stopping pushing the mask. And in the meantime, the CDC has never had to admit that they were wrong, and they knew they were wrong. And Rochelle Walensky knew that she was lying to you, and she didn't care. She was proud to lie and deceive you. I think she got out of the CDC while the getting was good to stay off the hot seat. And so now the landscape is beginning to change. All of a sudden, face diapering is unnecessary. Unless they're going to use it for something else, maybe bacteria. See, it'll work for a bacteria, but not for a virus. I don't know what they've got planned. But if you think they're going to let this election in 2024 in the United States be a fair, open, free, and secure election, I got a bridge for sale in Brooklyn, New York, some oceanfront property in Arizona, and I'll sell it to you all for one low price. And I can get you the title just in time to make it a stocking stuffer for Christmas. This is ridiculous. The stupidity that we go through. The things that they think, and here's the worst part. Those on the extreme left that hate all things conservative, that love, you know, they love killing babies in the womb. That's Moloch worship. They love changing the gender of a child. That is Ishtar worship. And they love worshiping the planet, not the creator. That's Guyana worship. All the recycled paganists. They love the idea of bringing back some kind of a virus, some kind of a fear. And then you get the World Economic Forum still out there trying to have the fourth industrial revolution. And they came right out and said it loud and clear in 2020. The pandemic would be a great platform for the reset. If you think they've given up, you're wrong. They are more committed now than ever before. Now, want to share a couple of other little things. And I know a lot of you are a lot of this audience pays attention, and I'm thankful for that. I try to do my best to stay ahead of the stories, and I've been noticing, and I'm sure you did too, this is nothing earth-shattering. I'm sure that the majority of this audience has already figured this out. We've talked about it weeks ago, but maybe you're tuning in for the first time. 6 months ago, how many people, if you did anything on Facebook, you noticed that all these people had their Ukrainian flags, and the narrative was Zelensky good, Putin bad. That's the narrative you've heard. I was talking with somebody the other day that used to work in, shall we say, the intelligence community. I'll just leave it at that. And talked about how Ukraine was never a sovereign nation. We've said this before, until 1992. Prior to that, it had been a part of the Ottoman Empire or the Soviet Union or parts of it to Poland, Czechoslovakia. Doesn't matter. It was never its own nation. Adolf Hitler promised to help them become one if they would side with him in World War II, thus leaving a Nazi core group that was funded by our own CIA and State Department and Department of Defense to be an irritant to the Soviet Union. The eastern part of that nation is Russian, always has been. And when a Russian-friendly leader was voted in fairly by the population of Ukraine, the Obama administration was not going to have it, and we caused a coup. Now, how would you feel if some nation like Canada, I'm sorry to pick on Canada, got a lot of listeners up there, but how would you feel if Canada or the United Kingdom or France or somebody came in and meddled and caused a coup in this country? You know, a real insurrection. You wouldn't be happy, would you? But we did it. And then we installed a puppet government that we could control. And now we've got a real puppet in there named Zelensky. And we've put them to war. We are breaking and violating a treaty from 1992, which said Ukraine would finally be a nation, but it would be a neutral nation. It would not be part of NATO. But no, we want to put NATO weapons right on the Russian border. And Vladimir Putin, no matter what you think of him in other areas, doesn't matter. I think he was right in calling it out and saying this is breaking the treaty. Besides, you guys were accusing me of getting Trump in office, and I didn't do it. You know it now, but you've been using and abusing me, and now you want to put weapons on my border? No way. Why do you think there was the invasion? That's what happened. We don't want to admit the truth sometimes, but that's what it is. But see, now that the average soldier in the Ukrainian army is getting around 50 instead of 20, and they're losing terribly because of our total bungling under the Biden administration, hey, it's time to move on to some other war. You don't hear much about it anymore. And the Ukrainian flags and I Stand With Ukraine stuff is disappearing. I have some other stories. By the way, one last little thing. This will just take a minute. How many of you people use Facebook? I know that I do because I need to keep track of what's going on. And it's a good way to get a handle on what people are thinking. How many of you have been seeing a lot of, you know, copy and paste stuff in your feed where it has, I don't care if it's one that sounds all nice about veterans or niceties and all that, and it says, don't share, just copy and paste this to your timeline. Word of advice, do not do it for two reasons. Number one, some of those are, many of them are hoaxes. The one where you can reset and see your family and you can see your friends again and not be restricted or the ads go away if you just copy and paste. It's nonsense. It's a bunch of baloney. Don't believe it. It's a lie. Number two, by copy and pasting, you are setting a precedent where it's hard to get rid of fake stories and you're cheapening your feed. Because, see, I have friends that are falling for this. And I start seeing it. I know immediately it's a copy and paste, and I move on. And I'm getting where I'm actually not reading anything, and I'm putting them on quiet mode for a month. You do that, I'm not going to read your stuff anymore. Write something original, please. Don't do the copy and paste any longer. Most of it is fraudulent, fake, phony. And some of it exposes you and your friends to hackers that will come in there and pretend they're somebody they're not. So please, whatever you do on Facebook, never, ever, ever, ever copy and paste. Look it up and share with your friend to tell them to stop it. We have a lot more to share tomorrow. Pray for my surgery that is occurring tomorrow. Tomorrow's program will be pre-recorded. We'll let you know as soon as we can. But if you believe in our mission and ministry, the things we're trying to add, a Roku channel, more shortwave, I believe in shortwave. Some people were there, then they leave it, then they come back. We're staying. We're not fly-by-nights. Would you consider supporting our ministry for the first time? If you would, I would sincerely appreciate it more than you'll ever know. If you would, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. You can support us from there. Look for on the menu for the support tab. It tells you everything you need to know. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. By the way, when you're using our online service, it's Give, Send, Go, which is a Christian group. But if you prefer, make the check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.